First name is A N U R A D H O. Last name is E D I R I S U R I Y A. Born 11/1/82. This is a very cost conscious 40-year-old woman with history of diabetes, hyperthyroidism, and rash that comes in today for evaluation of her hemoglobin A1C. She's also has had cough and mild congestion and has developed a small nodule under her chin that she likes to have evaluated, period. Any paragraph? She's never had any ultrasound of her thyroid in the past. Her last blood work was in February. Everything looked good. Her TSH was within normal limits, but she needs to have an A1C done because she was started on glipizide then. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, no cancer, allergy, non-social. She doesn't work. Her husband works at a grocery store, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Surgery, C-section, medical problems, diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, medication. Let's make a list. Level thyroxine, 112 mcg once a day, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, glipizide, 5 milligram once a day, Crestor, 20 milligram once a day, and Temovate cream as needed for rash. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, 168 pounds, 100%, 97.3, 16, 81, 107 over 74. Also on the ENT and the exam, put the posterior pharynx is slightly red, and the ears appear to be slightly inflamed. There's also a 1 centimeter mass, very, very much movable under the chin on midline. Assessment number one, diabetes, check A1C. Number two, renal function was checked recently within normal limits. Number three, rash, continue with Temovate. This is completely resolved. She wants to have some Temovate on board for later. Next number is A1C was 7. It's time to recheck on glipizide and metformin. Next number, her blood sugars have been much better controlled. Next number, submandibular lymphadenopathy, treated with Keflex, 500, 2 tablets twice a day. Next number is come back in 10 days. Next number, she really want to have a CBC or any of the blood work done. As I said, she's very cost conscious. Next number is findings discussed with the family. Next number, I told them to get good RX to be able to get her medication much cheaper, and explained that to the husband and showed him on my phone how to go about doing that. Next number, follow-up is a must. And so there's an outside chance this might be malignant, and she understands that today. Thank you.